Welcome to Top 5 Tuesday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
So today we're discussing our top 5 menu items from IHOP, which I was going to choose Denny's, but I figured that IHOP was more universally known, like throughout the world. I don't know. I could be wrong.
It's international.
It is the international house of pancakes.
Remember when they did the international house of burgers? They pulled that bullshit stunt.
I mean, it got people talking. They were like, fuck your burgers. It was just a promotion anyway, but it was funny how mad people got. It made it seem like IHOP was just that big to where people were that offended. It turned into another like Starbucks rant where people were just like, you know, I'm never going there again.
I've never gone to an IHOP and said, you know what I should try? Their dinner menu.
Yeah, seriously. It's breakfast all day, every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no way. Although, speaking of stores converting and promoting, this is off topic, but did you guys see that Rick and Morty remade a Wendy's?
Yes.
That was phenomenal.
I think I sent you guys the TikTok of that.
Yeah. Kev doesn't watch this stuff.
Yeah, I don't TikTok.
I mean, I don't TikTok either, but I still click the links and watch them because they're funny.
Okay. And some good shit.
Yeah, and it's the only way.
One yesterday about Loki.
Oh, I did see the Loki one. Yeah,
and the person funny. Doing the drawing. Did you see the drawing one?
Yeah, the drawing was good.
So fucking fun. That literally made me go like snort laugh. But I wasn't expecting it.
It's really good. It's the only way that I feel like, oh, wait, get the fuck. Oh, okay. Doug, I was about to have a little fungasm with you because what? I thought that we, fungasm, I thought that we owned the same shirt.
The Marvel, like.
Okay, so I have that shirt, mm-hmm. but as the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, that's sick.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really awesome. But I don't think I can wear it because it got put into the dryer and I haven't attempted to put it on yet. But every time that a shirt gets put in the fucking dryer, that's cotton, it shrinks. And then I'm too fat for it.
Oh.
Yeah, I typically buy like a size too big for that very reason. That way, by the time it shrinks, it's like, aha, there we are.
Yeah, I should do that. Okay, so let's start this off. We got our top 5 list here. And coming at number 5, for me, I'll go first. I put down the New York Cheesecake Pancakes. Mm. Now, I've never had this, but looking through the menu,
it looks... Wow, that's dedication, I guess.
I never saw it, but I've never had it. But looking at the menu last night, I went, God damn, that looks good. It's got... I love New York cheesecake, and I love pancakes. So it's got a New York classic. It's a New York classic. So they're classic pancakes, 4 fluffy buttermilk pancakes filled, not topped, but filled with cheesecake bites and topped with glazed strawberries. Yum.
All right.
So
I'm on board.
I said to myself, that sounds like a great fucking breakfast. And it made my list. So, Doug, what's your number 2? Or number 2, what's your number 5?
Okay, straight up to number 2. My number 5 was just the create your own pancake combo. Pretty, like a staple of their shit.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes you want, I don't know. Because it's typically just like eggs and like bacon and hash browns, and then like you can then like choose like I think what type of pancake you want or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Two eggs, two bacon strips or sausage and some hash browns. Pretty standard.
It's pretty,
you know,
and that's all you need really. Unless unless you add a, like a bagel on it.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, Stevie's. I miss you.
Kev?
My number five is chicken and waffles. I like me some chicken and waffles here at IHOP. And just like their mustard, their honey mustard is pretty dope. Also, I don't know, the breading they use for their chicken, it's pretty standard, but man, it's pretty good. It works well with the waffles that they have. They just give you one big ass waffle. And yeah, man, it's the sweet and meaty taste. Like, it's so good.
Okay. So
sweet meats.
Speaking of, I absolutely chicken and waffles. If you're ever in Dallas now, oh my God, it's called Jonathan's Oak Cliff. The greatest chicken and waffles that you'll ever have in your life. I was going to like a Mavs game or something with a friend. And we were like, oh, let's finally check this place out. So we went down there and checked it out, and it was fucking mind-blowing. They put not only syrup on it, but they also put gravy. And the combo of that is, you don't think, like, you never think about it, but oh, my God, it's fucking awesome. So if you ever get a chance to go, you should go. Any hoozles, number four. The Colorado omelet. It's an omelet stuffed with bacon, shredded beef, pork sausage, and ham with green peppers, onions, and cheddar cheese.
I think it's or, right?
No,
or
it's and, motherfucker.
Wow, I don't remember the Colorado being that fucking extravagant.
It's stacked, okay? The reason why it's called a Colorado omelet, Kev, is because they're feeding you like you're about to go on a goddamn hike that morning and you need all of the strength. And they're like, here's a hearty meal to get you up the mountain and to get you camping, to get you to the top of the peak. So that way you can look out on the land below and know that IHOP got you here.
Thank you, IHOP. So inspiring.
Doug, what's your number four?
My number four, much like the number five, is the Belgian waffle combo.
Very nice.
Kind of the same thing, but this time with the waffle.
Because you got to switch it up.
You got to switch it up. Also, in my humble opinion, waffles better than pancakes, but that's just me.
I agree.
Yeah, waffles better. Waffles better.
Yeah.
It is.
So, that's
nice to have pancakes every once in a while, though.
That's true. I probably make pancakes at home more often, especially on that giant fucking Blackstone griddle. Please sponsor me. But on that Blackstone griddle that I have. Because you can do like a ton of them at once because there's so much space. The 36-inch Blackstone griddle.
Go to blackstone.com/Doug.
But if you don't,
it's Doug for 10%.
20% off.
But wait, Doug, if I don't have enough space for that large of a griddle, do they have other sizes?
They sure do. You can get yourself the 24-inch Blackstone griddle and also the countertop 18-inch Blackstone griddle.
Wow, that's amazing, Doug. And where can I go to get those?
And you can get them just about fucking anywhere. Lowe's, Walmart, Amazon, or their own website.
That's great. I'm going to do that now.
Okay, you would, Jeremy Richmond.
He's back. We went from like promoting IHOP to promoting Blackstone Griddles. Who's next?
Because that's you know IHOP is using Blackstone griddles in their kitchen.
Yeah. That's everyone uses them.
Kev, what's your number four?
My number four, on pancakes, cupcake pancakes, because if I didn't have diabetes before, I would definitely have it after having these.
Okay, but it's only acceptable if they actually come out in the shape of a cupcake.
Each pancake has to be its own cupcake. That really defeats the purpose of calling it a pancake.
Okay, but at that point. But it's not a pancake first. It's a cupcake first. If it's called a cupcake pancake,
so it's just a cupcake, so it gets smashed.
No, it's a cupcake pancake.
You're getting shapes confused here.
No, you can. Just because it's called a pancake doesn't mean it has to be flat.
Okay.
Because a cupcake is made with cake batter, and a pancake is made with pancake batter. So make it happen.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Problem solved.
I want my cupcake pancake, and I want it in a cupcake form.
Well, good luck asking for it at IHOP.
I'm just saying.
Just see the look on the cook's face.
My number three is going to be the Belgian waffle combo because, like Doug said, a Belgian waffle is better than a pancake. It doesn't get as soggy as fast. It has a little bit of crunch to it, and it's a perfect delivery mechanism for just
for butter and syrup.
Butter and syrup, because it has little holders in it.
Yep.
Doug, what's your number three?
My number three is the ham and egg melt.
Oh,
it's delicious. Not as good as Denny's moons over my hammy, but in a pinch, it will suffice.
That if we would have went with Denny's, that would have been my number one. And that's what inspired this list, because I went, God damn, moons over my hammy. Kev?
Yeah.
My number three is a spinach and mushroom omelet, because those are delicious. It's super cheesy. I love mushrooms. And like I said, I'm trying to eat better. So spinach, I've been, kind of digging that together. And like I said, on an omelet, just all goes super well together. It's very tasty. That's usually my go-to omelet when I'm trying to do better in life, I guess.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. I mean, it doesn't sound good for breakfast, but it's a good option.
Delicious, man. Some diced onions in there, diced tomatoes.
Stop it. Being gross now. Breakfast is made for high cholesterol items, please.
You can only have it for so long, Jer.
I know. Okay, my number two is going to be the create your own French toast combo.
Okay.
Because I love the taste of French toast. It's very versatile. While it also gets just as soggy as a pancake. You can put powdered sugar on it. Who doesn't love powdered sugar? It's great. Doug, what's your number two?
Number two is the 2x2x2.
Oh.
Me too, actually.
Yeah. Nice. Which is two eggs, two pancakes, and then two protein choices, whether it be bacon or sausage or ham or whatever. Yeah. So it's the... Again, kind of the just everyday breakfast. The one thing I will say it is lacking is it doesn't have like a potato, whether it be there, or toast or something. But I guess you got pancakes, so you got that. But yeah, you're missing that that other breakfast side. But in a pinch, it is also good. Or if you're like, man, I'm not so hungry, skip out on that excess carb. I mean, you're already doing pancakes with syrup, so you should be good there and go with that bad boy.
What Doug turned me on to? I mean, other than the other stuff, but
several things.
Yes.
He taught me that I should go with sourdough bread for my breakfast bread.
Yes, sir.
That was a little trick I picked. I was like, oh, is sourdough pretty good? And we were sitting at Stevie's and he's like, yeah. And I went, all right, let me get that. And then it changed my life.
Mm-hmm. I always do.
That's right. You taught me how to be Jeremy Richmond.
oh no!
Yeah,
that can't be.
Yeah, Mr. 48-inch griddle.
It's a 36. Thank you very much.
48. 48. So
36.
How big is it?
36.
That's what I said.
It's a 36-inch Blackstone griddle.
And where can you pick it up?
We got ours from Amazon.
All right, number one is, I'm sure it's going to be Doug's number one, and possibly Kevin's, I don't know, but how can it not be the breakfast sampler?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yep.
You get two strips of bacon, two pork sausage links, two thick cuts of ham, golden hash browns, and two eggs your way, and two fluffy buttermilk pancakes.
Yep, because I'm a fat boy. And I also, here's my little pro tip. If you're like me, you sub out that country fried ham or whatever for some good old-fashioned bacon.
So some you get more bacon
strips. Oh. Two sausage links.
Doug's wheeling and dealing at the IHOP.
Yeah. She just rolls her eyes whenever. Yeah, can I get that ham subbed out? Oh, I guess it's not a sampler anymore, is it, sir?
Can I also?
I don't want your fucking ham. I want that goddamn bacon.
Yeah,
extra crispy.
Oh yeah. Well, speaking of bacon, my number one is the bacon temptation omelet.
Okay, this is like straight bacon.
I was going to put that on the menu.
Four sides of bacon.
But I was already including bacon temptation was the first thing that came to mind when I made this list. I didn't want to go too crazy with the bacon.
I was about to call you Jim Gaffigan.
Like, this is bacon on bacon, man.
You should do what Ed does when he orders it, and he calls it the Kevin Bacon Temptation Omelet. And we always like to see if anybody will ever say anything about it, and they never do. Let me get that Kevin Bacon Temptation Omelet. Nope. All right, thank you for putting that over it.
When we used to go to Longhorn, I used to call they had a steak called the Renegade, so I used to try to order the Lorenzo Lamas. I'm like, yeah, I'll have the Lorenzo Lamas, please. You could tell how old the people were if they did get the joke or not.
I don't think that I got it.
It was an old it was an old show, like a TV show called Renegade.
Of course it was.
It was like one of the only things Lorenzo Lamas did in his life. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, he's a listener. Sorry, Lorenzo.
He's a listener.
He probably was, and he's like, you know what? Fuck these guys. I was happy they came back, but now they can go fuck themselves.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lorenzo. We loved you on Renegade.
Yeah, Jer's a big fan. It's on his Plex.
Yeah, it's right up there with Cheers and Wings.
It is not part of the Cheers Wings verse, all right? Don't get me excited. Don't make me have to binge watch all that again just to make sure.
All right, that's your Tuesday Top 5. If there is a Top 5 that you'd like us to do, hit us up and let us know. There's no limit to the weird and craziness that we could do for Top 5s. We're even going to probably repeat some of the Top 5s we used to do on like the diner because, you know.
Things change.
Yeah, and only 3 people ever heard those, so.
Including us.
We were the listeners. So tomorrow we got What's Up Wednesday. Stay tuned. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.